Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And we are back now into hour number three. We'll tell you all about what happened to him next segment. He's a very well-known comic, and I've seen him on Ladder with Crowder. Derek Richards has been banned from a comedy tour. And we'll give you the details of that because, well, the online control freaks, the left said that, you know, he said some things they didn't like. It's always like talking to folks that are being censored, and we'll tie that into all the other censorship and what's unfolding coming up next segment. But we'll also get into this video. Creepy video shows teacher making toddlers sing pro-mask nursery rhyme. They're also telling them on videos that that they are killing people. They don't wear their mask. Disgraced NIH director Francis Collins to resign after Wuhan lab lies exposed. He needs to be arrested. China placed massive order for PCR test months, several months before first official case came out. As we've been telling you, Peter Daszak and Fauci and all of them were involved months before. That is all coming up next segment. But let me talk about something right now in this kind of no man's land where some stations don't pick us up, but a lot of the folks are watching on the internet. And it's that I'm my own worst enemy funding this operation because I'll do the show and I spent a whole hour with Ted Nugent and Dr. Bartlett on, and I didn't plug one time. And if I plug every hour, we can pretty much fund our operation. If I don't, we're not going to be here. You see all the big attacks, all the attempts to shut us down. You've seen the Democratic Party, the same law firm that bankrupted Remington, and even the Supreme Court sided against Remington because they want the guns banned. Well, that same group. And right here in Texas, I've never got to depose them. I've never gotten one document from them. And they said that I am defaulted because I didn't give them anything when I gave them two depositions and my crew deposed and every document that they asked for, which was over 81,000, was ridiculous. And they just say, oh, he didn't give us anything. He's off the internet, but they would never let us depose any of them. We get no rights. That's the tyranny going on. And now it goes to a jury what I owe. Well, here's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to stay on air regardless. But obviously, to get around deplatforming and so many other issues, we need your support. And we need you to spread the word about InfoWars because the guests and the information we cover is so incredibly effective on every front. That's why they want us off the air. That's why they lie about us. That's why they want to get rid of our free speech. That's why they misrepresent us. So now more than ever, to get around with deplatforming and to expand and to do a lot of things, we need your support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Down and Out Natural Sleep Aid with eight different natural compounds like melatonin, like valerian root, and so much more. It's twice as strong as Knockout. I'm not knocking Knockout. That came out with like 10 years ago. It's a great powdered capsule sleep aid. But this is more than twice as strong. I just say twice as strong because that's conservative. For people that want something even stronger, be careful with it. It really, really works well. All natural. Then you get deeper, restful sleep that way when you do that. So that's a big part of your immune system is getting deep, restful sleep. So that's the final part of that equation. Then we have the X2 and the X3, deep earth crystal iodine. That's another key missing link in your entire immune system. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, which is the strongest clean energy that doesn't have the hangover and that hits really quick, by the way, that I have ever seen out there. It's stronger than Brain Force Plus, which is excellent. It's a different product. It's about to be back in, and I'm not knocking it. This is a different type of energy, and so a different structure for folks, but people love it. Five-star reviews, and it's going to sell out today. We're going to get more, hopefully, and soon. Brain Force Ultra, Down and Out's 50% off. Brain Force Ultra is 25% off. And then, of course, we have Winter Sun. It's vitamin D3 taken out of the tongue. It's the highest quality organic vitamin D3 for your immune system. People say, well, why does it say sweetener on the back? Regular, true organic vitamin D3 tastes sweet. People say, yeah, that's crazy. Just like our Ultra 12, highest quality B12. People say, why does it taste sweet? Well, because real organic B12 tastes sweet. So you've got to experience this for yourself. I personally put it in my mineral water and drink them together to make sure I get them. If you want even higher absorption, put it under your tongue. Let it sit there for about a minute. But where you also know you're getting results is keeping this broadcast on air and letting us get around the sensors and letting us diversify and decentralize in a lot of ways with a lot of folks we're working with. And so look for InfoWars to expand in this critical time under attack on the other side. All right, we'll tell you our guest story. It's pretty amazing when we come back and get some of his censored comedy straight ahead with Derek Richards. We'll be right back. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula, Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Red Crystal Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Talk about creepy. Yesterday we played video of a teacher saying to the students, you're killing people not wearing masks. You're bad. You're evil. Well, now a new creepy video has come out showing a teacher making toddlers sing pro-mask nursery rhymes. Yeah, we're globalist patients now to be eradicated, to be demonized, to be depopulated. That's why we're wearing masks to hide our dirty, ugly faces. This is cult programming. Here's the video.
Two, three. I wear a mask to school. I wear a mask to school. Hi ho the Dario. I wear a mask to school. It helps to keep me safe. It helps to keep me safe. Hi ho the Dario. It helps to keep me safe. It keeps my friends safe. It keeps my friends safe. Hi ho the Dario, it keeps my friends safe. And let me see a hooray! Put your hands up in the air!
That's cult programming, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, haven't had the experimental shot that the Pentagon admits actually makes you sicker? Well, you're fired. Thousands of nurses fired just this week in New York and other areas. Oh, Southwest Airlines will fire if you don't take the experimental shot. Even though the evidence mounts, it's killing people. DOD docs prove COVID vax not safe or effective. And then if you make fun of Biden years ago, well, you're not allowed to be part of the Armed Forces Entertainment Network that was set up during World War II, the USO. And so we've got a guest on to talk about this. Military bases in the Middle East might miss out on stand-up tour after comedians' anti-Biden tweets surface. And indeed, it's been canceled. The upcoming Department of Defense-sponsored tour of American Forces Entertainment is in question because of tweets by one of the comedians scheduled to be on the tour. So you can have the National Press Club dinner where they talk about killing President Trump. That's okay. You can have Kathy Griffin with severed heads. You can have plays about stabbing Trump. Nothing gets canceled there. This guy, we've got the tweets, did some mild jokes, you know, about flies on Kamala Harris, and that's not allowed. Derek Richards of DerekRichards.com, the Irish ComedyTour.com, and Comedian Richards on Twitter joins us. Well, fellow thought criminal, give us details of this.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. I appreciate it. No, I got contacted by the producer. I was supposed to go off on an Armed Forces Entertainment tour November 1st through the 18th. That was going to start in Egypt and then go to Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and United Arab Emirates. And I was contacted by the tour producer that said they were contacted by the Department of Defense and Armed Forces Entertainment that said that I had some social media posts that were considered offensive. I was labeled anti-vax, anti-POTUS, anti-LGBTQ, pro-insurrection. Somebody else had also put out there through retweets and quoted tweets that said I was advocating murdering the president. All that stuff is completely false. And so, I mean, I had so because of this, because of these posts that were out there, I was removed from the tour. The tour itself is still going off. And the other comedians on there are fantastic. They're very, very funny people. I'm just disappointed that I'm not going to get a chance to go back over there and do it. I've done shows for the military since 2001. My dad was Navy. My grandfather was Army. I'm as American as they come. I am not anti-military. I'm not anti-vax. I had to get vaccinated because one of the reasons I got vaccinated was so that I could go ahead and do this tour.
Well, let's just talk about what's really going on here. It's brainwashing, it's intimidation, it's bullying, where you can't have a job if you don't take this shot. Now, oh, you don't like Biden. So we're not just going to say we're banning you because you don't like Biden. You're right. Oh, you're an insurrectionist. So just supporting Trump or not liking Biden now means you're a terrorist. And now the National Association, you know, the National Education Association came out and 2 days ago and said, we want people speaking out against mask and vaccinations at public school meetings to be harassed by the FBI as terrorists. They said, quote, terrorist. And indeed, now the attorney general says, yes, we're going to send the FBI out. This is like Russia. This back during the Soviet era. This is criminal.
Yeah, I mean, it is nuts. I mean, the stuff that I had posted on social media, I mean, never came from any place of anger or hatred. I mean, it was just stuff that was trying to get a laugh. And like anything with comedy, like any art form, it's subjective. I mean, some stuff you're going to like, some stuff you're not going to like. I thought some of the accusations that were being leveled against me, I think all of them are false. I'm not anti-POTUS. I'm not anti-LGBTQ. I'm not pro-insurrection. I mean, literally the tweet that was posted that I had posted was some file footage from the January 6th incident where all the people were coming into the Capitol. And it looked, Alex, like just the mall at Christmas time. So I put on the overline on the tweet was, looks like a bustling day of commerce at the mall during the holidays. All that's missing is Santa. So literally, because of that post that was out there, I was being labeled pro-insurrection. So it's just crazy to see how things can take off and get a life of their own. And I harbor no ill feelings towards Armed Forces Entertainment or the Department of Defense. I mean, at the end of the day, they're a corporation.
No, Derek, I understand all that. We understand you're a nice guy. You're the victim here. We're all the victim here. These are lying bullies. I mean, so what if you were a serious Christian or a right-wing Christian and you thought that homosexuality was a sin? You know, you're not there attacking him at the event. You're telling comedy. It should be what your comedy is. And the whole point is now you've got the LGBT groups attacking people that are straight. So I've always been an open, inclusive guy. But the left and their groups are not inclusive now. They're not inclusive of people that are pro-gun or pro-America or pro-Republican. And it's wrong. And so this is tyranny. This is mind control. And what happened to you is BS. And this is all part of the leftist takeover and purge inside the military. You're just a collateral damage of that.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, in this case, like I said, I'm disappointed that I'm not going to get a chance to head over there and do the show. I mean, none of these accusations that are being thrown at me are based on anybody. I don't know Deborah Messing. I don't know Martina Navratilova, who actually had retweeted something that Deborah Messing had posted and had quoted in there, said Derek Richards is pure poison.
Yeah, let's talk about who tattled on you, because you've got a really funny Twitter side. I mean, you really put out some funny stuff, and it's not because you're hateful. It's because you're effective. Tell us about the celebrities that tattled on you.
Well, the celebrity that got involved the most, or the one that seemed to get the most light shined upon her, was Deborah Messing from Will and Grace. And she's very active on social media with her narrative. And then so because of her post, things really ended up seeming to take off. And like I said, Martina Navratilova had gone on and quoted her tweet and called me pure poison. And again, I don't know any of these people. They haven't seen my stand-up. What I do on stage is not reflective of
Brother,
that.
Brother, you need to start the National Pure Poison Tour.
You want to come on it with me? We'll do it.
I would go on some of the venues that would. I'm banned in most venues because they don't want people to actually hear what I say. They take out of context, twist things, and then want to take me off air. But sure, yeah. I mean, Joe Rogan told me that if I, get better at comedy and stuff, maybe I can sometime go on one of his shows or something. But yeah, it's definitely incredible.
I just need to bring you out on stage. We just need to not don't make a big deal that you're there, but then all of a sudden it's going to be like when Steven Tyler comes out on stage and sings a song with Paul McCartney, right? It's not advertised.
Oh, listen, I've shown up at the Austin clubs that don't ban me, and it's always yelling and screaming. I mean, I'm popular. That's why they don't want me out in the public, to people to see that, because it breaks the illusion that I'm persona non grata.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy that people seem to take the First Amendment of free speech, and which you are entitled to, but you're not entitled to level false accusations at people and, you know, and cause distress. I think that's just, like you said, it's bullying.
I want to do another segment with you, and I want to come back and go over your Twitter and show some of these to TV viewers and read them to radio listeners, because, I mean, these are way better jokes than most, you know, big national comics. I know you're a big, successful comic, but this is really funny stuff. And again, that's why they're trying to shut you down, not because it's hateful, but because it's attractive and it's fun. And, I mean, I would call you, like, a populist conservative. What would you call yourself?
I mean, I consider myself more libertarian than anything else. I mean, I lean towards the right, but, you
which
know,
is not illegal yet in this country, but they'd like to. And a bunch of Hollywood bullies that made their living in the First Amendment, like Sacha Baron Cohen, wants me arrested. Sacha Baron Cohen is an oxymoron. Be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Over the hearts and minds of the population of this planet. So now they're resorting to AI, big tech, enforced censorship, and Derek Richards was shut down for that and banned from a major comedy tour touring the U.S. military. Penalized, trying to bankrupt him, trying to destroy him, trying to keep him from being successful at his successful comedy career. An act of war, an act of siege, an act of blacklisting, something the left claims the right wing did to them in Hollywood in the 1950s that did happen and was wrong, but was one millionth of what we're seeing now. Everything they say conservatives are and libertarians are, they themselves are. Here's famously Obama at the National Correspondents' Press Dinner making fun of Trump. Now they've canceled the dinner because of lack of viewership. This became such an attack operation. But I don't say censor them. They censor themselves because it's not funny. But here's what they say got Trump to finally run.
Donald Trump is here tonight. Now, I know that he's taken some flack lately, but no one is happier, no one is prouder to put this birth certificate matter to rest than the Donald. And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing? What really happened in Roswell? And where are Biggie and Tupac? Say what you will about Mr. Trump. He certainly would bring some change to the White House. All kidding aside, obviously we all know about your credentials and breadth of experience. For example, just recently, in an episode of Celebrity Apprentice, at the steakhouse, the men's cooking team did not impress the judges from Omaha Steaks. And there was a lot of blame to go around, but you, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night.
Yeah, there you go. So Derek Richards, tell us about, and we'll show some on screen, some of the evil tweets that the Hollywood folks got up in arms over a guy with 4,000 Twitter followers or so. They had to squash you because they've squashed so many others and taken so many others off the air, like husbands that lost their wives the vaccines. They're not allowed to speak up either. Or fathers who lost their sons from the shots. They're silenced too because the left's so loving and good. So tell us about some of your thought crimes.
Well, I mean, some of the stuff that I had posted up on there was, I was labeled anti-vax because I had posted online. I said the FDA now approves the vaccine, which is kind of like me taking a bottle of grape juice and putting it in the back of the pantry, letting it sit there 6 months and then calling it wine. I a very innocuous tweet, no big deal, but I was labeled anti-vax for saying that. I was labeled anti-POTUS. And again, some of this stuff that I had shared on social media were things that were being passed around the internet from a number of people. I mean, there was, thousands of retweets and shares on every social media platform. There was one where I was told that I was advocating murdering the president because there was a meme of Mike Lindell from MyPillow holding a MyPillow standing next to President Biden, who was lying in a bed. And so, yeah, that particular one in the upper right
hand. And sure, it's like from Godfather 2. It's hilarious.
And it says, and the headline on it says, Make America Great Again. Now, anybody can take that any way they want.
But it's obviously a joke.
I see it as Mike Lindell clearly saying that President Biden had an uncomfortable pillow, and he was offering one of his good My Pillows for the president to lay upon. Don't you see that, Alex? I see that.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. Kathy Griffin did a severed head of Trump, and I think it was protected speech. She didn't say, go kill him. I want to kill him. That was telegraphed. It didn't cross the line, but almost did. Yours didn't go one-tenth as far as that, and is obviously good-natured.
No, everything that I do is just coming from a comedic angle, Alex. I mean,
that's, you came up with that. That's smart as hell.
No, that one there was that was shared. Somebody shared that with me, which is funny because people are quick to point out.
Hey, I want
to
make a T-shirt of that. I don't care. I'm making one right now. It's funny.
I think it's hysterical.
It's funny.
I didn't come up with that. I merely shared it.
Oh my god. Yeah, well, let me be clear. The last thing I want is Joe Biden to get hurt. That'd turn him into a martyr. I don't want to put people that have Alzheimer's in prison.
And again, when people call me anti-POTUS, I'm not anti-president. Listen, I want him to succeed. He is running the house that I live in.
Exactly, so but he's
I
not.
I want it to be a good house. So I'm not.
So anti-POTUS. We need to parachute in like a Navy SEAL, Mike Lindell. Oh my God!
Exactly. Well, and I was labeled the anti-LGBTQ. And the post that I had put up there, which was one of the group posts that was shared there, was of the U.S. women's soccer captain, Megan Rapinoe. And it was a picture of her underneath. It was a picture with the Swedish team on top because they had won. There we go. And it says Megan Rapinoe with her purple hair. And all I wrote on there was, purple-headed dude seems irked. That's it.
But she's a holy messiah. You're not allowed to talk bad about her.
Again, another anti-POTUS thing was the one that I put up there that says Biden. It says Biden, guys, there's a helicopter landing in the backyard. This is so awesome. And then the next line says Secret Service. Mr. President, that's Marine One. Finish your pudding.
Well, let me go back to her. You could have had a joke saying, hey, have you seen the new Joker poster? Or who knew the Joker played soccer? And there's so many jokes we can do. In fact, we should do a meme contest of her. And just because, I mean, she's a loser, too. And all she does is run around going, I'm a lesbian. Big deal, lady. We don't care. See, I'm like a socially libertarian. And I'm so sick of these people going, I'm gay. I'm lesbian. Ooh, wow. So amazing. Let's talk about what you do in your bedroom all day. It's boring. Then they attach it to all their communist BS.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everything that comedians post out there, and it's, you know, for somebody to go ahead and say, like the post that I believe was shared out there was, how can the government have somebody who is anti-president? Which, by the way, if you do a Google search, a friend of mine had pulled this up. Apparently, 75% of comedians that had gone overseas or that had done shows for the military, 75% of them between 2016 and 2020 during the Trump administration, 75% of them were avid Trump haters. And, you know, for some odd reason, they were able to still go ahead and continue doing what they do.
Well, that's it, because the left is in control of all the booking and controls in this country. I was going on a trip with my family to Alaska just for like a week, never been, and we'd rented a boat for just a day to drive around in some of the areas of Juneau, and they called and said, oh, you're Alex Jones, we're not going to let you go on that boat. We just went ahead and canceled the trip. But, I mean, that's just an example of the technocracy and how the left uses the Internet to harass and stalk people. Derek Richards, DerekRichards.com, TheIrishComedyJour.com, at Comedian Richards. Thank you so much, and I really want to, maybe you ever come to Austin or you're playing a gig here or something, or in Dallas, I'll come up there and I'll jump up on stage with you. God bless and good luck, brother.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Wow, he's a great comedian. I've seen quite a bit of his stuff. People should check it out, DerekRichards.com. But that's the mind control we've got. We got a bunch of new clips. A bunch of stuff just broke. We're in. We come back on the other side. Stay with us. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support, because it keeps us on the air.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around.
InfoWars.com is a really important site. It gets millions of visitors every single day, and we're trying to save lives. And you heard Ted Nugent on. I've never heard him that focused, that angry. He's always very well spoken. He's a machine. He sounded really scary because I could hear it in his voice. And I know Ted Nugent in person. He's an intimidating guy. I've been around guys a lot bigger, guys supposedly a lot tougher, but you can pick up on Ted Nugent's the real deal. And he's like a caveman, but a smart caveman. I mean, I'm the same way. And I could tell he's really getting close when he was on with us. And that's because we're all getting close to whatever that is, because we're being attacked. And it's a damn fact they're holding back medicines that are like 90%, 99% effective. It's a fact they cooked up this virus and released it. And it's a fact that it's going to get worse this winter before it gets better. And these people are attacking us as part of the Great Reset. And then I had Dr. Bartlett on earlier saying the same thing. And he was in his emergency room right now. He wasn't listening. I asked him. He was saying the same thing. We got to get this out. We got to save people. We got to warn people. You got to know how to talk to doctors. You got to warn people before they get sick, because they're going to get this. Over 100 million Americans already have. And let me tell you, last year I had the numbers, the facts. I called the hospitals. They were empty. It was bull. Then they released it. Never had anything like it in my life. I had pneumonia when I was like 10 years old, and it didn't hurt one tenth as bad as this. And that's why people panic, because it hurts. It hurts. My wife got it 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. She still hurts from it. Rob Dew still hurts from it and coughs up blood. So this isn't a game. It's very serious. And it makes me angry that the system is trying to suppress us and trying to cherry pick things we've said or done out of context to try to silence us, when we're fighting this corrupt, murderous system for all of our futures collectively. So I got a bunch of new breaking news I want to hit, but I want to just say this right now. I salute and I commend and I thank all of our affiliates, the great crew that puts up with me, both the production crew and the rest of the crew here at InfoWars, because I'm an intense person, especially these days. And I want to thank my family, and I want to thank God, of course, most importantly, for a hedge of protection. If God deems that if that needs to be done, I ask for it. And I just want you to know how serious this time is and how thankful I've been knowing you for 27, 28 years being on air. Some of you have been listening that long. It doesn't matter whether you tuned in today for the first time, or you tuned in a month ago, or you tuned in 5 years ago, or 27 years ago. I appreciate all of you. This has been one hell of a fight. And I don't think I'm going to get shut down today. I don't think they're going to take me off to prison tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to die in a car wreck next week. But I got to tell you, the clock's ticking on everybody. And you got, next segment, I'll hit it. China threatening to invade Taiwan. The Taiwanese president saying we're basically at war, red alert. Aircraft carriers, hundreds of jets flying over them. You've got the U.S. borders imploding. Now it's 120,000 Haitians starting to slam into the border on top of 50,000 already hit. All hell is breaking loose. And this is modern war we're under. And so I can sit here and have a comedian on who's great, and I can have on other guests, but that's all fun window dressing to tell a few jokes. And it makes us feel good. It's like giving a man a cigarette who's about to be shot in the firing squad. But you understand the Pentagon confirmed ADE is happening. Antibody-dependent enhancement. That's a death sentence for most people. You understand that they did this on purpose. You understand Fauci cooked it up and it's all confirmed. You understand they bragged on TV how they did it. And that's now the featured video at Bandai Video. And so, yeah, great. It'll get a couple million views. The globalists see that and go, oh, my God, this guy's reaching out. He's busting through the blockade. We got to silence him. And I morally cannot stop what I'm doing. I morally am over the target, and I'm hitting the enemy hard. We're all hitting them together. And I can't pull off. I can't pull off this bombing run. I've got to just stay here and keep dropping the bombs, even though they got their spotlights on me and they're shooting and they're hitting me. Because they're going to get everybody if we don't stay in this position and just keep attacking with the truth. This isn't like attack a little and then disappear back like a guerrilla operation. This is information warfare. This is the truth. And if I went away tomorrow and backed off, they would demonize me, lie about me, and use me as a tool of evil. So I can't do that. But the only way I'm able to get our articles and videos and the truth of what we've said out is you. I'm banned on all these platforms, but you can take clips, you can share them, you can get them out, and understand that it's not just about saving InfoWars or Alex Jones. It's about holding up the truth and defending it and celebrating it together. So I need you to support the show. I need you to pray for the show. I need you to buy products that are already great for you and your family. So I'm going to just say this. We've got the big sale going right now. It's the InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale. And it's up to 50% off across the board on the T-shirts, on the books, on the films, on the water filtration, on the air filtration, on the supplements, on Brain Force Ultra is about to sell out, 25% off. Down and out sleep aid back in stock. It's 50% off. And listen, if some big donors came along and gave us millions of dollars, I wouldn't be plugging all the time like this. But these are great products anyways. You need them. I need the funds to get around deplatforming and do some things that need to be done that I'm not going to give strategy away to make sure we don't just stay on the air in these attacks, but we intend to expand. I'll use a cheesy, you know, they see me as an evil Red Skull character when they actually are funded by the real Red Skull, George Soros. But yeah, Hydra. You cut off one head, two more grows back. And every time in my life they persecuted me, bad or done some really bad stuff, death threatened me, physically attacked me, done stuff like that, I said, okay, it's time to expand. I follow follow my gut, call it the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. I learned to start following as I got older, and now I just let it direct me almost all the time. Every time I have problems is when I don't follow my spirit. And it always tells me when to expand, and it tells me never to contract. And it's told me it's time for you to do the most you've ever done. I mean, my gut tells me you better be on air 10 hours a day. My gut tells me you better start more shows. We better work with others and start new networks and new systems. And so we've been doing it. And there's been a lot of stuff going on for years behind the scenes. You think Band.Video Video is great, reaching millions and millions of people a day? You think News Wars is great, reaching hundreds of thousands a day? You think all that stuff's interesting? We got things in the works with other people we're working with where it's their show, their operation, that are going to be absolutely huge. And the enemy's got all my phones tapped. They already know about all this stuff. That's why they're so pissed. It's why they're so angry. And they know what we're doing behind the scenes. And I'm not here tooting horns. I'm telling you, I am just as effective now on my telephone at night talking to prominent people and giving them advice and sending them information as we are with this giant audience. So there's a lot going on. You've got my commitment to burn the midnight oil because I understand we're in the zeitgeist. We're in the window of change. The enemy knows it, and the devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short, and our time is short as well. And I'm not risking my life and putting it all on the line to lose this thing. And losing means losing humanity. I'm not worried about me. Seriously, folks, you got to get in that zone, and then they can do nothing to you. Like in V for Vendetta when she's ready to die, and he goes, "Now you're free." That's what this is about. Separately, I would get prepared. You know, satellite phones are great to have. You get all the free calls to the cell phone. It's only the calls out that cost you. And the phone is a $600-plus value, one of the best phones they've got, one of the most tried and true phones for free, a $645 value. And then all you do is buy the 150 minutes to call out a month. They roll over if you want them. You can buy an antenna for your car or your house, but anywhere outside, it works. Contact tracers can't track you. It's so amazing. I would get one of these right now. InfoWarsPhone.com. They supply the Border Patrol. This group does, everybody. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020 and ask for the Alex Jones special, 941-955-1020 or InfoWarsPhone.com. And you need to check it all out, folks. Stay in touch with loved ones during any national or international emergency. Don't be tracked by the contact tracers and big tech. InfoWarsPhone.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Something. I got another important announcement. Stuff has snuck up on me. I said if you get a copy of the film COVIDland, you're authorized to make copies of it and share it as a zero country code, because we want people to get it and show it on Access TV or put it on your local TV station or do whatever you want, play it on your local radio station. It's all free to air. You're authorized. We want you to use it. You get a free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, with it, the seminal film for 1995. Because we just want to expose the globalists, and this film does it, and it's designed to wake up the average person. Well, we're going to premiere it, as I told you we'd do a month ago, for free, starting Thursday night. I was going to do it on October 6th, but I got so busy, I just remembered that we're supposed to do this while I was sitting here. So we're going to give it some time to promote it. Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central. I'm going to have the director, I'm going to have the guy that's really smart who financed the making of it, because it's got almost 50 interviews in it, and it's very high-budget film, and so he just paid for it out of his own money, a lot of money. I can tell you, the thing had a massive budget for a film like this. It's very well done. This is just part one of a five-part miniseries. Part two is basically done. Part three is coming out, so these will be coming out over the next 6-7 months. But this is being done to fight the globalists, and it's a major filmmaker that made it. And so Thursday night at 7, I'll talk about 20, 30 minutes about the film. We'll be live. We're going to air the film for free for everybody at band.video. We hope you'll make it an event and share it and send it out to folks so they can, you know, wake up and so they can wake others up. And when people get excited about these live premieres, sometimes we've had over 2 million people. Hell, once we had more than that watching a live show during the election 2016. Like 8 million at once or something. It was ridiculous. But I'd like to get a 500,000 people that night watching while we do it conservatively. And then taking clips out of it and putting it on Twitter and Facebook and sharing it and, you know, promoting the film, getting it out to the people. And then we're going to put out a version that doesn't have me at the front and the filmmaker and the financier who I'm having on. He doesn't want to come on. He's very well spoken. He'll be on as well. And then we'll take some calls for an hour or so after the film. So it'll be like a 3-4 hour event Thursday night. I'm going to move it from Wednesday to Thursday night because I'm just now telling you about it. And then we're going to have a version without our commentary that will be also posted on the site Thursday evening as well. So the live event or just the straight-up film, that's what you want to watch, and share it. But sharing it is the key. I know you're an awesome audience. Most of you know as much as I know. Many of you know more than I know with your different live experiences. I'm just saying now is the time. So it'll be the featured video, the live feed, and in the COVID land section they now have at band.video. And, of course, this film, they're obviously going to try to put it on a lot of platforms and watch it be banned. That's okay. We'll use that as a badge of courage to get it out to even more people. That's how we win this info war. But if you want the film with a free copy of Endgame, you need to order it by the 7th now. And that's the last day we're going to offer the free copy of Endgame with COVID Land Part 1. And, again, make copies of that, please, Endgame as well. Okay. Got a perfect juxtapose here. We have A.G. Merrick Garland coming out and saying white supremacists and conservatives the number one threat, that if you question lockdowns or if you question open borders, you're the number one terror threat in America, and they want the Patriot Act, not for the Islamicists that they're bringing in at record numbers, but for the American people. And here's breaking. A.G. Merrick Garland orders FBI to mobilize against anti-CRT parents. We're going to teach white people are bad and Marxist-Leninism is good, and we're going to try to segregate the children. If you don't like it, here comes the FBI, and here's his letter getting into all of it, chilling, setting up task forces and surveilling parents. They're the new threat, as through the Department of Education and the teachers' unions, they take over. I mean, this is just incredible. Meanwhile, several Democrat senators, including vulnerable Catherine Cortez Mastro, backed groups that fund leftists who harass Christian cinema. And that takes us to this next big piece of news. It's a Gateway Pundit article. Now, the FBI admits they don't track violence of radical leftist Antifa. Wow is right. They admit it. Here is, upon questioning Representative Nancy Mace, the FBI admitted they don't calculate or track violence committed by far left Antifa radicals or any other communist or Antifa type groups. And they don't care if it's black on black, white on white, black on white. They don't care. If it's leftist, they suppress it. If Antifa shoots somebody in the back or blows somebody's head off at a four-way stop for no reason, all because they're just white, and they're a white guy usually doing it, well, that's okay. Because they're Marxist, Leninist, communist. It's like it's okay if you run death camps in China and you're the head of Apple. As long as you're gay and wear a black turtleneck, everything's okay because you're speaking in a feminine language. Just like this new Fauci video where he's got the head of HHS saying, yeah, let's release a deadly virus to take over. He talks in a little sugar plum voice. Oh, let's do it. Oh, yeah. Let's blow it all up and release a deadly virus so we can take over. But he's got a little sugar pants voice, so it's okay, wiggling his booty around. Oh, I run death camps, liberal, liberal. I censor everybody, liberal. It's unbelievable, man. I'm liberal, so I get to do it. I'm the underdog, so I'm censoring you. I'm putting you in a death camp. So here she is talking to the FBI.
You mentioned in the FBI and domestic terrorism, there are these subcategories of domestic terrorism, racial, anti-government, animal, environmental, abortion, and catch-all. I think those are what I heard. Under the anti-government category or subcategory of domestic terrorism, would that include groups like Antifa or Black Lives Matter, folks who commit violence or acts of domestic terrorism?
Well, we don't identify groups, but individuals' actions. So if individuals are committing actions that would be in furtherance of anti-government or anarchist ideals, then they would fall into that category.
So would you quantify Antifa as an anarchist group then under that subcategory? I mean, it's an anarchist group, right? Or related?
There are individuals, I think the director has previously described them as a movement, and there have been individuals that have associated or identified with Antifa that have conducted violent acts that we would categorize as anarchist.
How many acts of violence or domestic terrorism has Antifa committed over the last 2 years?
Since we don't categorize Antifa, nor do we calculate or collate information regarding Antifa, that movement, we don't have that. But we could provide you information on anarchist threats and cases in general.
How many open cases of anarchist violence and domestic terrorism have occurred over the last 2 years?
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. They will not answer the questions. And there's so many cases of Antifa just shooting people randomly. Oh, you're an anti-vax parade? We'll just shoot you because you're white. And it's weirdo, white, devil worshiper meth heads 9 times out of 10 that are doing it. Absolutely disgusting little rodents. Usually they're professors or assistant professors. In fact, I meant to get to that footage last week of the weird woman with the shaved head and like the goat beard. She's like, I'm ugly. I love being gross. Maybe find that for next segment if you can't remember what I'm talking about. It was going to air like last Friday and or maybe last Thursday. But it's just that they're just, yeah, there it is. Yeah, let's hear from her. Go ahead and pipe the audio in. Here she is.
Another thing, call it a little quirk, if you will. I have hair in my armpits. I have it there for a few reasons. One, lazy. Two, stop the patriarchy. And three, your response to them tells me everything I need to know about you.
My response to this is, I hope you find happiness, but the chances of that are very, very, very low, and I pity you. I do.
I mean, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not a radio listener, or you are a radio listener, and you're a TV viewer, you're very lucky that you were a radio listener and did not have to look at her, because she is as disgusting as she can be. She accentuates the weird little roll of fat. She has her head shaved except for like a Genghis Khan ponytail on the back. She's got giant, disgusting sideburns, and she's just, oh, if you think I'm disgusting, that's good, because femininity, see, is a weakness. She doesn't want to look like a human. And see, this is the one step away from committing suicide. That's why they're into abortion. It's why they're into death. I've been out to these events and abortuaries, and this is what shows up. And they don't bathe, but they do want to be your child's teacher. And they do love injections. They're just into killing themselves and making you kill yourself with them. And so they are the armies of filth. And they are the army, the lower level army of the FBI today. The FBI, you saw that guy from this department. Oh, well, no, we don't. Ooh. Yeah. Our real enemy's got on it.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.